And I used to get keys and come in here and shoot basketball and dream about going to the NBA.
I had the toughest decision at that point, at 16. You know, am I going to play basketball or play football? At that time, I was definitely a better basketball player. In our high school, we changed coaches, and we got Bill Conley. And he opened my eyes, and I was able to see what he was saying. You know, he really influenced me on going to Ohio State. He said, Chris, they never had anybody like you.
Love this game.
You just have to trust your ability.
As a freshman at Ohio State, Chris Carter set a Rose Bowl record for receiving yards. Instead of following his brother to the NBA, he chose his own path.
Me and my family, we just sat down after the Rose Bowl and just like, you should just stick with football. And that's what we did.
There's Carter, and he delivers again.
When Chris came his first year, he never dropped the ball.
Down the middle for Carter. He's got a touchdown.
He came in and took the job from day one. The guys we had returning, like, Chris is better than them when he was in high school. He came in cocky, arrogant.
He fires for Byers. Oh, nearly intercepted and caught for the touchdown by Carter.
Carsados on first down, throwing, and the catch is made by Chris Carter. When you see this catch, a one-hand, it looks like he's got a first base glove on. Look at the toes in bounds.
When Chris Carter makes a big play, you do not like to be the first person to him to give him a high five. He would slap the daylights out your hand. I learned it early in college. Like, that dude is excitable. Just take a, give me a head knock. Good play, Chris. I'll see you on the sideline when you calm down.
I used to see Chris around campus. He was kind of cocky and arrogant. I had no idea, like, he was good or anything. I just knew he played on the team. I had never been to an Ohio State football game. Our first date, he took me to Bob Evans, and people just kept coming up asking for his autograph. I said, you know, are you good or something? And he said, you don't know? You don't know who I am? And I said, no, I don't. Does that mean you're good? And he was very offended with me.
Ohio State wide receiver Chris Carter is the most feared deep threat in college football. Carter has caught more passes for more yards and more touchdowns in a season than any Buckeye ever. And with another year to play, he is already Ohio State's career reception leader.
Carter became the first Ohio State wide receiver to be selected first-team All-American. The boy from Middletown was 1 year away from writing his own ticket to the NFL. But before his senior season, Carter was suspended for drug use and later ruled ineligible for signing early with agents Norby Walters and Lloyd Bloom.
I got tired of being broke. I got tired of not being able to call my mom. I got tired of just not, after the game, not being able to go get a slice of pizza.
At times it got hard, you know, college, no money and stuff like that. So, I mean, when he did it, we just started living a little better.
During an investigation into the scandal, Carter was charged with obstruction of justice and mail fraud after concealing one of the payments he received.
That was devastating. When Chris lied to a grand jury, I'm telling you, that's... I knew he was going to feel the wrath of Butch.
I came into his apartment with a baseball bat. It's like, you know, tell me what's going on. You're destroying your own life. You're self-destructing. You're becoming a product of everything we're trying to get away from.
Carter avoided prison, but the dream of becoming a first-round pick was over. He fell to the fourth round of the NFL's supplemental draft, which was held 2 weeks before the start of the 1987 season.
We got past that point with him being drafted. It was a great stepping stone for him to restart his life.
Without their star receiver, the Buckeyes had a losing season in 1987, and head coach Earl Bruce was fired.
I mean, I really felt bad for my teammates. I really felt like we were going to be pretty good. I know Earl Bruce wouldn't have gotten fired, and I know we wouldn't have lost the games that we lost.
We didn't have the special guy that we needed, and that was Chris. Chris would have helped us.
Earl Bruce, stand up, my coach and coach for the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Thank you, sir.
When I let you down before my senior year and was not able to play football for the Buckeyes, that was the worst thing that ever happened to me. And I've never had a chance to tell you this, coach. From the bottom of my heart, I'm sorry. I wish I could go over and do it again. And if I could, I would have played my senior year for the Buckeyes. My fate would have been different. And I believe that your fate would have been different. And for that, I am sorry. And thank you for your support, folks.